When feeling lost and confused, how do I return to feeling peaceful and purposeful, like I have something meaningful to do today? When I feel useless and full of self-pity, how do I return to feeling useful and worthy and full of purpose? I just experienced this morning, and I'm grateful I have my life set up where I have routines and things I've learned to do that help me no matter where I'm at. Often, the morning is a very vulnerable time for feeling these confused and lost feelings. Things like, oh, I have this whole day to do, what is the point? Or, I've got such a long day ahead of me. It's really easy to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I have routines that help me now to wake up on the right side of the bed every day. And in terms of having a good day, there are a few things I do that are more influential throughout my entire day than what I do first thing in the morning. The reason is that when you get up on the wrong side of the bed, often the whole day will keep going like that. You kind of have a fresh start, and the start you set your day out on for a lot of us makes a big difference. So I'll tell you what I do to start my day out and how that helps me. If I'm waking up feeling a bit lost and confused and frustrated, I'll tell you how it helps me to recenter. First, I have a few simple rules for even before I get out of bed. I've noticed that things like checking Facebook before I get out of bed make it harder to get up in a peaceful state of mind that's free from confusion and frustration. The reason being, if I already have some confusion and frustration, and if I'm already trying to wake up on the wrong side of the bed, then often I'll get fuel for that on Facebook. There'll be something that's happened that everyone's all upset about, or there'll be various videos or posts or photos, people complaining about things, and my mind will latch onto that. It will say, yes, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. I will get more fuel for that negative emotional state that I'm in. And even if I'm trying to get up on a right side of the bed, that can still happen. It can still have the same effect. So I realized that after checking Facebook in bed a lot of times. I have a simple rule now. No checking Facebook before I've completed my morning routines. It helps me a lot. It saves me a lot of time in the morning. I often would spend 30 minutes on Facebook. And after you've watched a video of someone getting beaten by the police and then a recent shooting, man, that I'm really ready to get out of bed and start the day off then. My mind gets going if I do things like that. So I avoid doing that now. I get out of bed and keep it simple. That means not a whole bunch of text messaging or anything in the morning either. And once I get out of bed, I have to go to the bathroom practically. There's one key thing to do after that, and that's to eat. Because especially with eating and taking better notice of what I put in my body, I often have been on at least an 8 or 9 hour, if not a 12 plus hour fast before I've gotten bed. I do most of my eating in the morning, afternoon, and early evening, so I don't usually eat much before bed anymore. Therefore, when my body gets up, it's hungry. It wants some food right away. And if I do anything before I've eaten, I'm likely to get hangry. Have you seen that Snickers commercial? You're not yourself and you're hungry? The morning's the worst time to get into that. If you see cranky people in the morning, I bet you can guess whether they've eaten or not. If you see people at work with you or at school or around you, often they haven't eaten. And my parents trained me good on that every morning right when we got up when we lived at home. They made us sit down and eat a bowl of cereal or some days other things like waffles. They made us sit down and eat first thing in the day. And yet as an adult, I often would try and go do things before eating. I would go exercise before eating. I would go try and go to class before eating. And go to work before eating. Bad, bad, bad idea. Now, I get out of bed, I eat immediately. Absolutely nothing's more important than me being in the right state of mind. Because if I'm in a negative state of mind, then everything else is going to be screwed up that I put my hands on. And I'd rather not put my hands on anything more than the toilet seat and the handle to flush before I've had something to eat. So that's what I do. I get up, I go to the bathroom, I eat. I have a meal I eat almost every day in the morning, unless my wife and I go out to breakfast, and that's a couple times a week maybe. I eat a breakfast burrito. It's got some carbohydrates, it's got some protein in the form of an egg, it's got some fat in it also from, it's well-rounded more or less. I get up and I have a breakfast burrito every morning because I find that keeps me full for several hours and it only has a few hundred calories. It's a good strong start to the day. Now, if I need to exercise in proximity to getting up, say within 3 hours or less of getting up, I will have some cereal because it's full of carbohydrates and sugar and it's not so heavy. So I've got two different breakfast options set up based on what I have to do that day that work on an everyday basis. So I immediately have eaten something. And that's critical. I've immediately eaten something before I go try and do anything else. So once I've eaten something, then the next key thing I do, I get down on my knees in this room over in the corner there, and I pray. And sometimes I'll wash my hands, or I might do a couple other things before that. I generally do not do anything meaningful until I've gotten down on my knees and prayed. And occasionally, maybe a couple times a month, I'll forget. And I keep that in mind, and I do it later in the day if I forget. Most every day, and today, right before making this video, I got down on my knees and prayed. And I prayed to keep the things that are most important in mind today. And if I could put it in a simple term that's related to you and what you're doing as far as my prayers go, because my prayers are very specific. I include in my prayers that I'll do anything to stay away from a drink today, because that's one of the things I could do and have proven to have done a lot in my life. One of the easiest things I could do to make my life worse. So for you, you might find it helpful to pray for something like to appreciate the day you have and to not do anything to screw it up or not do anything to make it awful or worse. Or if you have a bad habit you know you struggle with, it could be an addiction or it could even be fighting with a certain person, whatever it is, ask for help with that first thing in the morning. The biggest problem I've had throughout my life in terms of behavior has been drinking. And of course, that is founded upon lots of mental and emotional and spiritual issues. So I ask for help with that every single morning. And I ask to know what the right thing for me to do is today. To not go around with my own self-will and trying to organize life my own, but to know what the right thing to do is and to be given that right thing to do from a higher power, from whatever it is, whoever it is that's listening to that prayer to give me, to let me know the right thing to do. I think I like believing in God. That I find is very helpful for me. I was raised that way, and I find that helpful. The nice thing is I know I have plenty of people following me that do not like the word God for many reasons. Even if you look at the prayer as simply an affirmation that you, in terms of if you're listening to a song or something like that, when you're praying, you are putting the right words into your mind. You're producing the things you need to hear and focus on. So, however you look at it, prayer for me, and specifically asking to be of service, to be of use. So not using prayer like I did most of my life as a Christmas list, like I want a new car, I want a hot girlfriend, I want my mom to feel better. All these things I want. That's what I do with prayer, is focus laser in on today. I ask God, I'll do anything to stay sober today. Please help me know what the right thing to do is today, to have the peace and serenity to accept your vision for me into today, to accept how you see the world into how I see the world. To have the courage that when I see what the right thing to do is, to do it. And the wisdom to ask for help throughout the day. That is a consistent prayer I use in the morning. And then I add things on. Like today, since I was feeling lost and confused, I added more on. I asked for more. I said that let me bring love in where there's hate. Let me bring peace in where there's frustration. Let me bring in hope where there's despair. And you can see I'm asking to bring in, I'm asking for how I can act and be today. And I'm asking for it for the greater good, for your good, for everyone in my life's good. I'm not asking for things like more money or a better house. I'm not even asking for the people I love to get well because that's not my business. That's not my business. I'm here to do what I can. Now, I hope the people in my life that are sick now get well. That's up to God, though. And if you don't like the word God, it's up to a higher power. It's up to universe. Or you could even look at it, it's up to them whether they get better or not. It's not up to me. And I find if I focus my prayers on me being of service to the other people in my life, then the confusion, the lost, the uselessness that I started this video off with, that slips away. Because all I can do is to be the best person I can be today. And asking for things outside of that is not productive. I do the best I can, and I trust that everyone else is doing the best they can. I trust that life works out how it's supposed to. And I feel the only choice I have is whether I say yes and I try and be of service, or whether I say no and I try and selfishly direct everything how I think it should be. This person should get well. This person should die. This should grow. This should die. I try and show that I am not God, and I am willing to accept help from God. And through that, then the confusion slips away. Right after I prayed today, I wasn't sure what I should do. I had all these different thoughts of things I could do. Right after praying, I got a little idea for this video. And that's how it works. And now I feel much better. I don't feel lost and confused. And I feel good. I feel purposeful. I feel empowered. And that comes from the things I do. It doesn't come from, well, who I am is much deeper than this form you see. And it's very similar, if not one, with who you are. So you could argue it does come from who I am, and not who I am in the shallow sense. It comes from doing my best to be of service. It comes from giving all I've got into being a loving, kind person to myself and doing the best I can. And then everything else all works out. It's amazing if you take good care of yourself, how well things will work out and how you'll accept things that might be really frustrating or that could be really hurtful. You'll accept things like people you love being sick. You'll accept things like not getting that promotion at work. You'll accept things like not making as much money as you want. You'll accept things like problems and frustrations. When you do your best, you'll have this feeling and understanding that everyone else is doing their best, and there comes a huge peace from that. When you love yourself, you'll set up things in your life to take care of yourself. When you hate yourself, you'll whip yourself over and over again for one reason or another. I know I've done that a lot. And today I know it's just like having a kid that's frustrated, which I should be having my first child soon. When you see your child frustrated, you can love them and give them a hug and say, "Sweetheart, it'll be okay." Or you can go beat them and say, "Don't be like that. I hate when you're like that." That relationship exists with yourself every single moment. And it's taken a lot of other people showing me how to treat myself better, to get to a place where I can make routines in the morning that take care of me, that get me in the right place to be here with you today. Today, I pray that I remember how to get out of confusion and feeling lost and frustration. Because it's most important for me to remember what I've shared with you, because I'm the one that needs to listen to it. I pray that I take the time and energy and enthusiasm to give back the peace and usefulness and serenity I have, to give that back to you in everything I do. And I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunities today. You have the same opportunities to exit confusion and feeling lost and frustrated. You have the same opportunities to love yourself and to put yourself in a position to have a wonderful day today.